Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Sen Songkhun is in the hot seat at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. Unu, who's currently on a leave of absence, is set to present evidence this afternoon. He was implicated by KZN's police chief in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi in claims of corruption and political interference linked to a move to dissolve the political killings task team last year. Mkhwanazi alleged it was a response to the unit's probe into cases that may have involved the minister's associates. Unu maintained his innocence before Parliament's ad hoc inquiry. Speaking to the SABC in October, he said he's ready to testify before the Madlanga Commission.
This is the period of the commission, and I am ready to go to the commission. But like any other person, when there are allegations against you, you need to get the opportunity. And I'm grateful that an opportunity is coming for me to have my say. And that is what I've been longing for.
The commission will complete the testimony of Dr. Imogen Mashazi this morning. Unu is set to take the stand at 2 o'clock. Now, more than a dozen teenagers have been injured in a crash near Cato Ridge, west of Durban. The taxi they were travelling in overturned on the N3 Maritzburg bound in the early hours of this morning. The cause of the crash isn't yet known. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Multiple casualties were found, and immediately more ambulances as well as advanced life support paramedics were dispatched to assist. A total of 13 teenagers had sustained various injuries, and once stabilised on the scene, they were transported to various Peter Maritzburg hospitals.
The Hawks has teamed up with international law enforcement agencies as it steps up its investigation into the alleged recruitment of South Africans to join the Russia-Ukraine war. Five suspects, including an SABC radio presenter, appeared in a Kempton Park court yesterday on charges of contravening the Foreign Military Assistance Act. They arrested OR Tambo International over the weekend, followed a police tip-off that the group was heading to Russia. The case has been postponed to next week for a bail application, which the state says it'll oppose. The Hawks' Katlego Mogale.
These people were going to a different country. We are in engagement with crime intelligence as well as other international law enforcement agencies.
Mogale warned people to be cautious about overseas job opportunities if they haven't verified the recruitment.
Where people are promised jobs overseas and it turns out that those jobs are not necessarily what it was purported, whether online on an advertisement or by word of mouth from people that they supposedly know. For people to do due diligence as to ascertaining if such a place exists or it only exists online.
And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's priorities remain focused on security guarantees and the maintenance of sovereignty and territorial integrity. He's met with France's Emmanuel Macron in Paris ahead of discussions between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the U.S. Special Envoy in Moscow today. As efforts continue to bring an end to the war, Zelensky's insisted that only Ukraine can make decisions about its territory and that security guarantees must not be discussed without Kyiv and the European Union. Meanwhile, Putin's talks are expected to focus on Donald Trump's peace plan with Kyiv. The original framework would have forced Ukraine to give up territory. Back home, most parts of KZN are under a yellow level 2 severe thunderstorm warning, with the weather office highlighting areas in the province's northwestern region. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning could lead to flooding on roads and in low-lying areas later. Otherwise, expect a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.